ABC News.
Thanmaya Navada with the top stories. Victoria State Emergency Service says police have rescued at least one person from a flooded caravan park in Victoria's southwest this afternoon. SES volunteers are responding to calls for assistance after several cars were swept out to sea when flash flooding hit Wye River around 2 p.m. Some areas near Lawn recorded historic amounts of daily rainfall, with one gauge recording more than 160 millimetres today. The Greens say they won't support Labor's new hate speech laws without changes to protect all minorities and legitimate protest. Opposition from the Greens and the Coalition is creating a hurdle for the government to pass its sweeping legislative response to the Bondi Beach terror attack as planned next week. Greens Deputy Leader Maureen Faruqi says they need time to dissect the bill thoroughly. And US President Donald Trump says the White House has received assurances from Iran that a brutal and deadly crackdown against anti-regime protesters has come to an end, fueling speculation he may put off attacking the country. More than 90 million Iranians remain largely cut off from the world due to a week-long internet blackout imposed by Iranian authorities. An American-based human rights monitor says around 2,500 people have been killed, while an Iranian opposition network, Iran International, says that figure is closer to 12,000. ABC News.